Blackstone Audio presents The Man in the Iron Mask by Alexandre Dumas. Chapter 1. Two Old Friends. Whilst everyone at court was busily engaged upon his own affairs, a man mysteriously entered a house situated behind the Place de Grève. The principal entrance of this house was in the Place Baudoyer. It was tolerably large, surrounded by gardens, enclosed in the Rue Saint-Jean by the shops of toolmakers, which protected it from prying looks, and was walled in by a triple rampart of stone, noise, and verdure, like an embalmed mummy in its triple coffin. The man we have just alluded to walked along with a firm step, although he was no longer in his early prime. His dark cloak and long sword plainly revealed one who seemed in search of adventures. And, judging from his curling moustaches, his fine and smooth skin which could be seen beneath his sombrero, it would not have been difficult to pronounce that the gallantry of his adventures was unquestionable. In fact, hardly had the cavalier entered the house when the clock struck 8. And 10 minutes afterwards, a lady, followed by a servant armed to the teeth, approached and knocked at the same door, which an old woman immediately opened for her. The lady raised her veil as she entered. Though no longer beautiful or young, she was still active, and of an imposing carriage. She concealed beneath a rich toilette and the most exquisite taste, an age which Ninon de l'Enclos alone could have smiled at with impunity. Hardly had she reached the vestibule than the cavalier, whose features we have only roughly sketched, advanced towards her, holding out his hand.
"Good day, my dear Duchess," he said.
"How do you do, my dear Aramis?" replied the Duchess. He led her to a most elegantly furnished apartment.